Welcome, 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 people. So I am about to tread into some interesting waters. Because these waters came to me. I'm laughing because, like, I just, where do I begin? You know, I speak on a lot of different topics and subjects, and mostly metaphysical, spiritual, and just like personal things that are going on. I haven't really got into politics vocally, but today I am. Today I'm going to get into politics, not because I'm watching the news or I'm keeping up with anything that's happening, okay, because it's all a circus show, and all of this stuff is coming to a close, it's coming to an end, and that's a good thing. But here's the thing, once all of the corruption is gone, it's possible. Know that it's possible, see that it's possible, imagine the possibilities of living in a society where there is no corruption. Doesn't mean there's no error, doesn't mean there's no honest mistakes, just no corruption. Like, people are not purposely doing stuff to oppress people, steal from people, do little underhanded things like that, right? That's not their purpose, you know? Imagine that. Just imagine that. Sit with that for a moment while I try to gather how I'm going to have this discussion. Because I just interacted with people who we would like to think no longer exist. They made a movie about them. This was before my time. So I didn't even watch the movie. But interesting enough, without me watching the movie and without me even, maybe I did exist in the time, maybe just in another form. Obviously, because how do I have the knowledge that I have if I was not around? How? I don't know how. I don't go seek it. I'm definitely not researching the motherfuckers. But I always felt a common, what's the word I'm looking for? Grievance. I felt the common grievance. Being brown here, America, there's been a lot of injustices, right? But the injustices have not just been towards brown people. They have been towards different groups of people. And different groups of people, because they weren't brown, they were able to do things differently because they could kind of blend in. They didn't have to really hold on to their culture or wear their culture on the outside. They kind of put their culture on the inside. They organized themselves and they did a whole bunch of stuff. And we're talking about the liquor and all of that stuff, right? So what happened? What happened to those people? You know, a couple of them, they arrested because, you know, a few had to do that. But like, what happened to all of the organized criminal things? They just disappeared. I don't think they disappeared. I think they evolved. I think they evolved. I think they moved on to different things like politics, different places, different spaces, different states, especially the states where those people were concentrated in. And this is why I must leave the state. as much as that house is so beautiful, I will find one just as beautiful in California. Because guess what? As organized as they have been, and I'm pretty sure they have used so many different measures, including psychics and mysticism, I'm 1,000% sure that they tapped into those two realms, not realizing those realms, when you are using those realms to do negative, do you know what the feedback is going to be? It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be good. No. So my hope is that they will recognize this. Maybe they didn't know that then. Maybe they were oppressed and they were, you know, they just wanted to fight their way out of oppression. So they organized these criminal activities. And when they organized these criminal activities, you know, it got ahead of them. And then they realized they had to utilize different things to protect themselves. So maybe they did that and, you know, maybe they didn't know. Maybe they were ignorant. But now, in the day and age that we are in, 2024, I don't know when they even started. I just know that they existed. And I know that they still exist. And they're just not out in the front. They're not like going into storefronts and roughing up people and telling them, listen, if you want your store to operate here, you're going to have to give me a cut. That's not how they're doing it now. Now it's the IRS. When did the IRS come into existence? Because it wasn't always in existence. That's something to look up. They moved to different places, you know, and then, but they continued to do what they were doing. Just again, they evolved and they got into the government. They got into different seats in the government. And they started doing the same. They kept on doing the same shit they were doing. You know? And I don't think they were doing it to be oppressive. I think they were doing it because they were oppressed. And they wanted to fight against that oppression. And they wanted to fight for their freedom. And that may be how it initially started. But where it's at right now, it's not a good space. It's not a good space. So my prayer for this particular group of people, this particular nationality that was over here organizing criminal activities and still possibly is that you get your shit together. That's my prayer. Get your motherfucking shit together. Cut it out. Like, come on now. You're here, there, everywhere, and you don't even have competent fucking customer service. Like, customer service calls are coming to your fucking house. Why? Where's your call center at? You can't afford a call center? I mean, people are outsourcing call centers all over the place. You can't. No, you're not, because you want to watch your shit carefully. And I get it. I get you want to watch your shit carefully. But here's a joke. That's a real statement. How the fuck do you launder money? With a fucking washing machine. With a laundry company. Duh. Like, what is the best way to put something? Put it right in clear, plain sight. Because the company itself is obviously not ethical. They got this whole thing. We are top at giving service. We are top at this. We are top at that. No, you're not. How do you charge somebody and you can't see the charge on your end? What? What kind of company are you operating? For real, for real. Anybody. If I order something from motherfucking, not Spotify. What is the name of this motherfucking, what you call it online? Oh, God. Shopify. Shopify. If I order something from Shopify, if I order something from Amazon, it's going to show on their end that a charge came through. Now, why ain't it showing on y'all end that a charge came through? You want to see my whole statement to see that the charge was done? And I almost sent it to them. I almost sent my statement to these bitch ass motherfuckers until I realized I could just call my car company and dispute the shit and get my money back that way. I don't have to deal with you guys. But why am I dealing with you guys? Why? Just because I tried to wash my damn underwear? Like, that's why I'm dealing with you guys? No. I'm dealing with you guys because I am who I am. And you are who you are. And it was inevitable that we were going to deal with each other, because you've been tapping into shit to cover shit that you should not be trying to cover. You should be trying to evolve from that and not to go deeper into crime, but rise above crime. Like, get charitable. I know they do a lot of charitable things. I know they do. I know they got these baseball things for the kids. And, you know, they give to charities. And they have charity events. And they're very fair to their employees. And they have all these wonderful unions that protect employees. They do a lot of good. They do a lot of good. They do a whole lot of good. Keep doing that. Do more good. Do more good. Get your fucking laundry company together for real, and use it to do actual right business. Like, don't use it to actually launder money. Like, use your laundry business to actually provide a service. Because if you are actually using that business to provide a good service to people, then guess what? Things are gonna run more smoothly. You know, I was so close to going in another direction, and I realized I couldn't really go in that direction because this is just a divine revelation, so to speak. This is all this is, a divine revelation. And it's like, what the holy fucks, people? Let's get it together. Let's get it together. Let's end this corruption. Okay? Let's just end it. Let's just say no. It's like you would say no to something else that's harmful for you or harmful to somebody else. Just say no. Don't feel like, well, I've been doing it for so long, so I got to keep on doing it. No, you don't. You can be resurrected. We're in the season of resurrection. I'm going to put it out there so it can happen. You just wake up and you're like, you know what? I'm not doing this no more. I like to live a better life. I like to live a life wholesome, happy, free, not looking over my shoulder for any reason or whatever. Like, no. This is not how we resolve things, people. We don't resolve things this way. Our nation doesn't get better by doing things corruptly. That's not how it gets better. It gets better having these challenging conversations. That's how it gets better. Okay? And I think we need to have these challenging conversations. And I think we need to address these things and start working on getting them better, because the clowns that's already in those positions, not all of the people in there are clowns, but there's a lot of clowns in there. Okay? We got one running for president, and listen, that right there, and that ain't the only circus stuff that I've seen in our political system, and we need to stop. Like, our politics should not be based on who has the highest dollar and who can buy a vote and who can buy a politician. Like, politicians should not be for sale. And I made this comment before, like, America needs to stop selling her ass. And I mean it. Like, America needs to stop selling her fucking ass. She needs to stop prostituting. Like, she's a better way now. She don't gotta sell her ass no more. Like, come on. Get it together. But that's more on a macro, right? We need to get it together on a micro. We need to get it together on a micro first. So that's like each individual's. So whoever, I don't know who listens to my podcast. I have no idea. But whoever listens to this, you know, whenever you listen to it, it's going to be at the right time. You have the choice to make a decision. Like, they put their grandma on the phone. What would you put your grandma on the phone for? Like, I just called these people, supposedly customer service. It went to Long Island. It's a blessing. It's a reason I don't have a car right now. Because I like to visit places. I like to not just go off of the hunches I had. Because I had a hunch with these other group of people. I had a hunch about them. And then when I went there, the hunch was, I wouldn't even say the hunch was right. It was beyond right. It was more than what I expected, because I thought I would just like see a few people in an office. Nope, it wasn't a few people in an office. It was a office full. It was a whole building, almost like a whole corporate center, sitting in the middle of no freaking where. And each, it had to be at least 30 offices in there. And each one was a different young ass 20 something year old individual that was being trained to be a fucking crook. Trained how to do real estate fraud and fuck the system and fuck certain people who are ignorant and keep generating money and changing LLCs and yada 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 blah blah blah. And I'm just like, you could tell they were kids. There was one adult in the whole freaking building and he was nervous as fuck. And I did that without a car because it wasn't too far to get to. I did that with an Uber. But I'm not Ubering to Long Island because, like, already, I don't have to. I already know from the customer service. Why I have to talk to customer service? First of all, you say you provide service 7 days a week. 7 days a freaking week. I gotta start getting dressed. But I need to ventilate. You provide customer service 7 days a week, but when I call you on the weekend, it's somebody else. And when I call you on the fucking week, it's somebody else too. Just because people are working from remotely doesn't mean that your customer service for such a huge company, you're in schools, you're in fucking residential buildings and condos and all these other places you are, with a business at that scale, you should have a dedicated customer service team. It should not be your grandma and your uncles and your nephews that are answering these phone calls. That's not who should be dealing with it, because you're big, you're huge. You have how many machines? How many places? Yeah. Why is grandma coming to the phone? And why did you guys hang up the phone? Like, what customer service hangs up the phone? A customer service rep that gets that feeling like, oh shit, this is the bitch that our psychic warned us about. She's gonna turn our whole shit upside down. Oh my god, what are we gonna do? We don't even know where the fuck this bitch is at. Where is this bitch at? Who is this bitch? Oh my god. Like, I am not here to do that. I'm just shining and my light is bright. It is, but you have light inside of you, and my light is not to put out your light. My light is to ignite your light, ignite the light that's inside of you, so that you can wake the fuck up and realize you don't have to do those things that you used to do before. And I know it takes some time. Like, I'm adjusting. Like, I am, like, eating off of food stamps right now. It's an adjustment, but I have to, while I'm eating off of these food stamps still, what am I getting to eat? Am I going to get a whole bunch of processed shit? Or am I going to buy fruits and vegetables and protein shakes? You know, I have to, even though I'm in a temporary situation financially, I still have to have my mindset past this and beyond this. And so other people, I encourage you to push your mind past where you are presently. Push your mind to where you want to be, to the ideal. And the ideal should not be just to have materials, but the ideal should be to have peace. To have peace of mind when you go to sleep easy, you go to sleep grateful, you're happy, not just momentarily in your life, you're happy, period, like all the time. And the other things that may come through your life experience, those are moments. Challenges, that's just a moment. Difficulty, that's just a moment. But your happiness and your peace and your health and even your wealth. Like, we can have all of that stuff and justify, it's not the right word. We can have all of those things, an easy, peaceful, loving, joyfulness. We can have abundance. We can be rich and happy and healthy and righteous. We can be all of that. We don't have to be rich, corrupt, bits of happiness here and there. No. we can be happy, healthy, wealthy, if that's what we desire. Not everybody wants to be wealthy, and I get it. You know, I like wealthy shit. I ain't gonna say I do. And not only that, I feel like I have a purpose. I feel like the wealth that is accumulating for me, I have a purpose and a responsibility with. But it is coming in a righteous way. So that's why it's not happening quickly. It's not happening overnight. It's coming righteously, you know. But there are people who have acquired these things in unrighteous manners. And they don't know that they can still maintain these things, even in a righteous manner. They just have to shift. They just have to shift how they're looking at things, shift their perspective, shift their personalities, get out of these perspectives of dominating other people. The only person you should seek to dominate is yourself. The only thing you should be, person or whatever you should be looking to go, is to be a better version of you. That's it. You shouldn't be trying to be better than the next person. Be better than you. That whole mindset that was sold, we need to throw it out. Throw it out. There's new mindsets out there. Tap in. I'm gonna work on my demographics, you know, and get it out there and share as much as it comes to me, as I learn. I'm gonna share it with you. And it is not even a specific demographic. This is for any and anybody who has the ears to hear and just interested in their life getting better. And I think we're all at the point where we want our life to get better. I think we all can agree that things have gotten a little bit the fuck out of hand. And as much as people are trying their best to hold on to the shit the way it is, we have to do it differently. We have to do it better. We have to. The things, we can have the things. We can have the cars. We can have the houses. We can have the money. We can have all of those things. But we got to do it better. We got to do it better. We can't hold on to that shit with a fucked up attitude no more. And a fucked up mindset. Like, it ain't gonna work. Either we gonna leave. Meaning there is, oh, checkout time. Come back. Let's do this shit again. And you're going to get clarity once you leave. You're going to have full clarity then, you know. Or the stuff is going to go somewhere else. But in order, if you like wealth, you're going to have to shift your mindset to keep it. No way around that. No way around it. Everything is out now. Everything is out now. Nothing is hidden. Nothing. That's why I don't even close my shades most of the time. Because what's the point? What's the point? What's the point? For what? I want to see. I want to see the skyline. I want to motherfucking see the stars. I want to see the motherfucking moon. And my shades got to be open for that. And there you go. With these devices. Like this phone. And this, that, and the other. Oh, do we really have privacy? We have privacy washing your damn clothes. Unless you're going to another, what you call it, another location. If a motherfucker really, really was that interested, which I don't know. They may be. They may be. There may be some individuals that's really that interested in me. Because perhaps the position that I'm being positioned for is really a very serious one. Not even a serious one, like one needed. Like people are praying for it on the constant. They're like, we need a solution, God. We need a solution right now. And so I have to be ready to accept. And I have accepted it. I just, in my mind, my logical mind, it's going to take some time. It's like, it's not going to happen right now. But ain't no telling. It could happen swiftly. It could happen in a couple of months. I could be sitting in a whole total different place doing my podcast and dealing with these things that and actually talking with the people who are in the position, not just putting it out there into the universe, these ideas, but actually talking with people who can actually implement these things right away. Because that's what needs to happen. People that's in these certain positions need to implement a different mindsets right away, all the way across the board. Political, educational, healthcare, all of these industries need a different mindset shift, all of them. And once we have that shift successfully, they're going to approach things differently. They're going to deal with things differently. And we're going to have a different fucking world. And that's how it is. That's how it's going to be. You know, it's going to be beautiful. But we have to make it that way. Like, the white's coming out the sky to do it. It's the people here. We have to tap into the divinity that's within us. Yes, we have these good energies. The energies are here. The energy's here for it. The energy is here for euphoria. The energy is here for peace. Global peace. The energy is here for it. We have to put the energy into action. It's not the energy's not coming and we gotta wait for it to come. Nope, it's here. It's right here present. So, with that being said, I'm going to go forth and have a wonderful, prosperous day. I wish you all to have good, prosperous days. And I have spoken, and so it must be. And that's what it is. We doing it bit by bit. So, I'm looking forward to the good transformations. And I'm glad that I have the conscious connection with divinity, and that connection is only strengthening and growing, and I'm appreciative of it. I'm so appreciative of it, and I don't have to directly sometimes have conversations to see the things change, because there has been times I've seen spaces, just an example before I leave really quick, I've seen a space that was just sitting there. It was a dormant space, and I saw the space and I was just like, oh, this space would look so good if it was opened up and people were allowed to come and sit in this space. Fast forward a few years, the space has transformed into exactly what I thought it to be. So, my thoughts are powerful. All of our thoughts are powerful, but mine's extremely powerful. Why? Which is why I am disciplining myself more and more and more and more and more and more, because I'm recognizing the what I am even more and more and more, you know. So with that being said, we can do this. We are doing it. We just have to take the time to tap into our divinity. It's within each of us, and we need to encourage everybody to do that, because there's just no way we can govern other people. We need to govern ourselves, and we should have our government should be something just keeping things in order. It shouldn't be something that I'm gonna push you down and put you here and you belong here. No. That's a caste system, and we already learned that those don't necessarily work, right? So what we should have is, okay, listen, here's the truth of the matter. You are responsible. And when you act irresponsibly, there will be consequences. Like that. Just a shift. A shift. Nobody loses their jobs. Nobody loses anything. We have only things to gain. With us tapping into our divinity, we only have things to gain. Clarity of how to do things more efficiently, so things run more smoothly. And we're getting there. We are a work in progress. It's not like, you know, we're not. We are progressing. Life progresses. There's no way but for it to progress. And those who refuse to change and refuse to become better, well, then you know. We know. So, anyway, with that being said, happy Monday. It's Resurrection Week, and I'm excited about my resurrection. I'm excited to be the new me. Me. Like, to take things lightly and to deal with things from this perspective and this insight. It's amazing. It's really, really amazing, and It feels really good. It feels liberating. It feels peaceful to have the clarity and to not be a victim. You know, not be like, oh, you wronged me. No, this is, I don't know why this situation happened. There's a deeper reason, obviously, a deeper cause for it. And that will come to me. All I gotta do is ask, and I'll get the answer. And then once I have the answer, I'll do what I'm supposed to do. And apparently I was supposed to have this episode and share this with you guys. But I also need to put some clothes on because I have some other things to do. So anyway, thank you so kindly for tuning into the Super Tea Podcast Show. And just continue to improve on yourself. Ashe.